going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Picky Wine is back with me.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Jacqueline Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jesse.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor Jay Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
No, your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Jay, and we're going to start in normal way of starting. Man, I got tongue-tied on that, but we're going to start in the normal way, and normal way is this, with a scripture and a prayer. And the scripture we come out of today is Psalms 23:1. And I like this translation where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." That hit me differently. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And when you go through life, a lot of times we always feel like we need something to be complete. We need to do this, or we need that so that we could be able to accomplish, or for me to be healed, I need to be this, or for me to be able to be delivered, I need to do that. But you lack nothing, nothing. You just need the Lord. That's it. So just know, you lack nothing. Put your name on it. Whatever your name is, put "I lack nothing." Amen. Amen. With that being said, dear Father God, we just thank you for everything that you do. God, continue to bless us. Continue to enrich the show, Lord, the network. Let's be able to reach new airwaves, enlarge our territory to new audiences, new countries, new people, new ear gates, new eye gates, where people could be able to see us, to be able to spread the news about you, Jesus. So God, we just ask you to be able to come into the room. Let's be able to teach the unteachable, reach the unreachable, and even touch somebody with the hardest heart so they can say, "What can I do to be saved?" And God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing. Everybody in the sound of my voice, bring them new revelation, bring them what they need, meet them where they are, and build them up to be able to have deliverance, freedom, and a clear mind, so that no matter what comes their way, they could keep their mind on you, King Jesus. So God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing. God, we ask you to just bring your Shekinah glory into the room, to be able to just fall tonight where we have some great words that will touch somebody, that can help somebody, that can break some chains on some people's lives so they can get closer to you. So we say that all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 It's Pastor Jan, like always. I got something to say. And what I got to say is this: I changed my whole little seating arrangement, and I need to change it up again. I'm not liking this, but yes, you can follow me at Anointed Jaylon on all social media platforms. And if you have not, make sure you share, like, subscribe. Again, share, like, subscribe. Add to your stories. Tell your mama and them. Go ahead and tell them that Anointed Radio is on. We're going to talk today about building strong relationships. It's going to be a I think a topic that can tell the test of time, that friendship, because the most dangerous thing in the world is a fake friend. Because that's what's killed a lot of people in this world, is people that fake to be your friend, but really didn't have good intentions for you. So I just wanted to talk about that today. And I want you to share right now with somebody, tag somebody, because I believe that there's going to be a lot of people that could be able to get something from this. But make sure you download the Anointed Radio app, share, like, subscribe, follow us on Instagram. We can't follow us on Twitter because we got suspended because Elon Musk is a hater. You know, I used to say Jay-Z's a hater, but the new hater is Elon Musk. Yeah, he's going to suspend our account for no reason. Use my platform to air him out. You're trash. Anyway, with that, make sure that you share, like, subscribe, and we're going to go ahead and bring up my co-host. We have the lovely Miss Semi So Real.
Hey, everybody.
Uh-oh, microphoned up. And we have our newest addition, Miss Marvette. The artist, aka
MTA. Hey, everybody.
Everybody getting their microphone. I can't wait till they get real microphones.
I have one, a real, where's one? Let me see. Never mind.
All right, everybody.
I have the best sister in all the world.
Amen. Shout out to your sister.
She probably over there. I know she over there fixing some good food. Right. I want you to send me a plate. I don't care what the time zone look like. I need one of those.
Yes, yeah, she did. She cooked some salmon and shrimp over some rice. She put it in the oven.
She made some what?
Salmon and shrimp.
Some salmon.
You know, some people add the L. Yeah. I don't, but my mom said the same thing, and so does my Aunt Vanessa. You
and know, I got a cup of salmon.
Ooh, she got the blue drink.
Amen. Where can we find you guys? We making everybody hungry. They ain't eating.
You can find me right over there at my sis' house right here. I'm my red house. Never mind. You can find me on the Tick to the Top, Facebook, and Instagram. You could go to my Twitter, but I'm never there. So I would have
to boycott it another time. We should boycott Twitter.
Oh, and you, I don't have any comment. The views of Pastor Jay Lon are entirely his and his alone. It is not a reflection of the Anointed Radio Network.
I like that. No, I'm just playing. Everybody know I'm playing. Yeah. Marvin, where can we find you?
So you can find me on Instagram, Marvette the Artist 22. And you can find me on Facebook as Thomas MTA. And you can find me on TikTok, Marvette the Artist. Since he's sick. Yeah, I'm not going to tell y'all what my Twitter is. I'll wait till later.
Okay. She's going to tell us later. Amen.
Dum, da, dum, dum. It's a secret. Can you guess? Man. Does it contain Marvette? Is it MTA / something, or is it something entirely different?
Or is it out of
stay mind? Tuned.
Right. Can't tell it on the air.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. We're going to pray.
I'm just kidding.
Make sure you share, like, and subscribe and follow us. We're about to get into the game, a game that everybody could play. It's called Have You Ever? Boom, boom. Man, I need a DJ. Man, I want like all those little, noise. You know, noises like, wah, wah, wah. No, not gun.
That's the air. That's the air horn. I forget air or something. Yeah.
It's the fact that you was doing this right here. What are we doing?
That was a air pistol for G. No.
That was the glory. That was
Shekinah.
Come on, somebody.
Shekinah glory.
Shekinah.
Ah, Selah. See? Got you. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and to go to Have You Ever? And the Have You Ever that we have today. Uh-huh. We got 10. Real simple. You ain't got to preach on it. These ain't preaching titles. We ain't doing a preach-a-thon.
Okay, let me put my Bible back in here. I didn't know if I... Go ahead.
All right. Have you ever traveled to another country?
Have you ever? No.
Yes. Okay.
Have you ever tried bungee jumping or skydiving?
No.
No.
All right. Have you ever sung karaoke in front of a crowd?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
Yes.
Ditto.
I'm tired of y'all. Have you ever climbed a mountain or hiked a challenging trail?
No, not yet.
Well, is there mountains in Florida?
It's
yeah.
No. So
Don't do it.
All right.
I can find me a trail to walk on, though.
A challenging trail or a beach? Because there's a difference.
It's trails, not a nine. It's trails now. You just got to find it. It's a secret.
With gators? That's called a swamp. Amen. Have you ever won a competition or received an award?
Yes.
Y'all sound like the lady off of Coming to America. Right. Whatever you like. Yes.
Whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Have you ever, let's see if Florida, Miss Florida done this. Have you ever went scuba diving or snorkeling?
No.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't.
Your hair twisted up. You could get in the water.
I can now.
All you're doing is putting the thing on your face, and then you get the goggles, and you just lay forward, and then you just swim. And because
trust me, before this year out, I'm gonna do all that. I'm jumping on the airplanes and all.
Oh, I'm not with you.
Wait, we don't have that much left to the end of the year. What's going on?
Next question. Have you ever performed on stage in a play, a concert, or anything?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you guys like to tell us what kind of stage that you were and what were you doing on this stage?
That's so sus. That is so sus sounding. That you sound so sus. Look, it would be that even seem Christian motivated.
That was Christian motivated. Is there a play or a concert? Wait,
can y'all tell me what kind of stage you were on and exactly what are you doing on the stage?
La Filter Fish.
This is not
Diamond.
No, I am no longer Karma.
Oh, Lord. Free yourself.
Cappuccino, get off the stage.
Okay. I was trying to give y'all plug-ins, Miss Comedian, and I'm a whole singer down there, but
I'm sorry.
I don't know how to act, so we're going to skip this.
Wait, be more official. Can you tell me what kind of stage you was on?
I've been in concerts, so excuse me. I've been able to be on concerts and different stages such as that. I've did concerts, you know, plenty of songs.
Why do you sound like you're getting interrogated? Amen. So the next question.
That's how you asked the question.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes.
Yes.
A white one, to be exact.
What is color going to do with the horse? Does that make them faster or something? Like the different color brackets make the horse faster? Like, whatever.
She's like, I rode a Arabian horse. I rode
a horse. He was white.
White horse.
A white horse.
Oh, okay. God.
Majestical.
Super. Oh my God.
Arabian horse. Arabian Nights.
Okay.
The horse that you get all the hair from, that horse. Amen. So,
oh goodness.
Last question. Serious. All right. Last question. Have you ever tried a food from a different culture that you've never tasted before? And what kind of food was it?
Haitian.
Hmm.
Creole. Yeah.
Mine would be Ethiopian food. I thought the bread part that they use to eat the food.
That's bread.
Yeah, it's like a bread. It's potato. It's like a bread pasta. The Ethiopians pick them up.
It's the white thing
the little white thing that they.
It's a potato.
I thought it was mashed potatoes.
For Ethiopian food, it looked like a piece.
Yeah, of you take it and it's made. That one's made from a potato. Okay. And you take it like this and you put it in the food.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
Oh, never mind.
See. Because if you want to get right, like the Nigerian food is fufu, which is powdered yam, and sometimes
the fufu. That's what I was thinking about.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
And you grab it like this, and you're sitting.
There's another one that's made of cornmeal or something.
Porridge.
Hmm.
That's an alternative. If you ever want Nigerian food here in Las Vegas, I would shout out Mr. MJ's Nigerian Cuisine. Real good food.
I need to come back to Vegas and visit.
Vegas got some good food for real. Just all kind of food.
Real big for no reason.
Just sitting in your house swole up with cankles and just high blood pressure.
All right. So
I had some food. I had conch. I think that's what they call it. Conch.
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 It's conch.
Isn't that snail? Anyway, it was good. I don't know what it was, but it was good. It's had it fried with the sauce.
Fried what is conch?
You haven't tried the conch salad?
What?
No, I just tried the conch.
I feel like y'all cussing at me.
Conch salad is amazing.
What is happening right now? What is that? Y'all gonna make me look this up.
Go ahead, look it up. Google it.
How do you spell it?
C-O-N-C-H. I think C-O-N-C-H.
Yeah, you're right.
I had it in Bahamas. I ate it 2 days in a row. It was so good.
H.
You got conch fritters. You got the conch balls.
Oh, it's a starfish. Oh, it's not even a starfish. It's the thing that comes out the shell that we always see with nothing inside of it.
It was delicious.
It's a sea snail.
Yes.
I said it was a snail. It's mighty tasty, too. It had a nice calamari-like texture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Look, next, all right. Let's go to the main topic. Hey, that just got grossed out.
It's good though, and then like the conch salad is better because it's fresh, and you have the onions and the bell peppers and
all that. I should definitely have that. That's what I should have next time I go.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about building relationships.
We were building our relationship, talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
That food didn't look advertised. Amen. So today's topic is about building strong relationships as a Christian. And one thing that I've noticed over time is that a lot of relationships are very, very fragile in the body of Christ, which is confusing because the main principle of Christianity is love and forgiveness.
Right.
So building strong relationships, I just had some questions. And the first question I would give out there in this open topic is, how can we apply Christian principles such as forgiveness and grace in our relationships? And I'm not just talking about, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend. I'm talking about your family relationships, your friend relationships, relationships as whole, the different relationships that you hold dear in your life. How can we apply Christian principle to it? And what do you think? Let's start with Simi.
How can we apply Christian principles to our relationships?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing, like you say, it has to have love. Love has to be in a principle that is applied to our relationships. I was thinking about this the other day.
Excuse me.
The the type of love, you know, there's all kind of different type of loves. We have agape love, God's unconditional love. We have Eros love, which is a erotic, kind of simple, passionate type of love that you don't really need to have with anybody unless you're in covenant with them. You know, we have phileo, which is like the brotherly love. But those type of love, the love needs to be placed in relationships. Just remembering that one is a commandment and two, applying love to the situation, because it's really easy to dislike people. It's really easy to not forgive people. But when you put love in it and you start thinking, okay, the Lord says, if I can't forgive my brother, then he can't forgive me. Okay. Love is always going to be the answer. And this is another thing, and I want to be honest, this is kind of ugly. You got to know when God has allowed you to be in a test as well. Sometimes God doesn't test us, but he allows us to be in a test. The person that we least like will challenge to see if we're going, you know, how much love, the love of God we may have in us. So you have to love people. And I tell people all the time, you could love somebody. You don't have to like them, but you do need to love them and you need to respect them. Mm-hmm. And if we can apply that to the woman that talked behind your back, talk in front of your face, try to snatch your man, want your job. The people that come into church that cuss you out because they don't know that you wrestle with things yourself. You know, the people on your job that's jealous of you, or the people in your family that get on your nerve. You want to just stay on crack the whole duration of your life and not raise your children.
Not crack. So I got a rebuttal to what you just said, because somebody out there is thinking it. You said somebody, you have to love people in your relationships that you're with, family, and love them. And the thing that I would say is, some people would say the only way I can love somebody is if I like them.
Well, that's not a commandment.
And then second thing I would say is, how can you deal with loving someone that don't love you back?
I mean, but love doesn't, the love that you have for people, first of all, you're going to have to love them from a place outside of yourself. You're going to have to love them from a place within yourself that's God. So, for instance, if I get an attitude with somebody, okay, for instance, let me just say this is, one time somebody was driving behind me. I said, oh, Lord, I'm trying to act right. They're trying to challenge me. Somebody was driving behind me on the freeway and they kept doing like this to my car, almost hitting me, right? It was really ticking me off. I really felt like doing some things. But what happened was God said, go ahead and get over. Well, when everything was said and done, the person had their blinkers on, and just a few miles up or whatever was an ambulance. I take it that person. They had got a call before something happened. They was trying to get to the site. And my thing of it is, I say that all to say this, it's not hard to love people, because the thing of it is that you have to love them from a place of God, which means you don't really know what they're going through. You don't know what their mindset is. You only know what you see in that moment. And so you have a right to not like them, or I don't even like you today, or I don't really know you, but what I know of you, I don't like you, but you need to love them because it's a commandment. And if you love them, what you will do is you will give them a measure of grace. I was really mad at this person because I really was feeling like, you really keep coming up. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit was like, just get to the next lane. I got to the next lane. The person, I seen them, that actually was flashing their lights. And guess what? It was an ambulance right ahead. That's where they was trying to get to the truck. So that's the thing. You can't judge people by a moment. You can't judge people by a season. And you can't judge people by a situation. If you at least have something, want to be a person of God, a child of God, at least have enough love because and respect for people. But God says it's a commandment. And if it wasn't a commandment, if he made it a commandment, that means it's important. So I can't love. It don't matter what you look like in the season. It don't matter like what you look like in a situation. I got to love you past it because I really only could see you for that moment in time. So I don't have to like you, but I need to love you because that love is going to add a measure of grace.
So mostly give some type of grace, because you never know when you might need grace in your moments in life, because things happen and you're not always going to be in your best mindset, in your best attitude, in your best, I guess you could say, the best perception of you. And to give people what you would want is kind of like a way of putting yourself in someone else's shoes. So I could see that. Okay. Marvette, what do you think about that? Same question. How can we apply Christian principles such as forgiveness and grace in our everyday relationships?
This is the main thing we've been talking about is love. Like, we are not perfect at all. You know what I'm saying? We're imperfect beings. So we're expecting God to love us no matter what. No matter when we disobedient, we do our own thing. We want God to love us. And so my thing is, who am I to not love my sister, my brother, or the next person because of where they at? Simi says something that's so key. Like, you can't look at a person in their situation and judge them where they at right there. Because what if you loving them can help them come out of that situation? What if your love is the very thing that'll pull them out from where they are? So I look at stuff and y'all, you know, I talk about me a lot only because I feel like it helps other people. But I was just in a place where I had, you know what I'm saying, a person that violated me just passed away last week. We just had his funeral. You get what I'm saying? And I had to share with my children because they have their own emotions because they know what happened when I was younger. And I told them it has nothing to do with what he did to me. I still got to show the love of Christ. I got to show the love of the people that's really hurting. Not that I wasn't hurting because I was sad, but the ones that's close to me was in pain. And so I had to show love. I had to show love to him and to his last, so he took his last breath. I still had to show love. The Bible says with love and kindness. So who am I to say that because I forgave him and loved him, he was able to go on in peace. You get what I'm saying? And so if I want that love, if I want God to love me in spite of, then that's how I have to walk. Not saying it's easy to do, because there's people that you just don't want to deal with.
Right.
Especially after they, you know, do stuff, you just really don't, you want to wash your hands of. But what if God washes his hands of us because we make a mistake? What if God said, nah, I'm going to take my hands off and I don't want to deal with you? We'll be in a world of trouble. Let me take my love back because you made me mad today.
Ooh.
Let me take my love back because you betrayed me today. Let me take my love back because you lied. Let me take my love back. What if God did it to us? Man, we'll be in the world of trouble. So who are we to be like, well, I'm going to take my love back because you didn't do right by me. You're not no better than Jesus. You know what I mean? You're not no better than God. So we have to, the same measure that we want God to do unto us or to treat us. And this the commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the commandment. That's what he wants us to do. Then it may be hard, but it's necessary to do, because loving people, you just really know, you never know what a person dealing with. A lot of folks, and I'm realizing that people be going through and dealing with their issues. If you just show the love of Christ, man, you'll get a different response from them. You'll find out that they was battling. You know what I mean? You'll find that they was going through something. It really had nothing to do with you. They going through their own thing. And because you're right there, they take it out on you. And so, but if you continue to show love in that, and you continue to show the love of Christ, and you continue to speak life into them, and you're not only are you talking about love and your body language, because we got to watch our body language. We could talk a lot and our body language saying something different than what we said in our mouth. So our body language is matching what we're saying. So we're showing love and we're walking in love. I mean, that'll help them heal. That'll help them come out of darkness. That'll help them come out of depression. That'll help them come out of their nasty ways. That'll pull them out. Especially when we're saying who we serve, when we talk about who we serve.
Let me ask you a question, Pastor Jay. Have you ever been angry with somebody to the point where you was like, I almost hate them, but you know, it could be somebody did something wrong to you, or just the way they acted just irked you to no end, and you still show kindness and love to them, even though you're like, whoo, they got one more time and I'm gonna just go ahead and get them both barrels, I'm gonna unload. And then they come to you at one point and say, you know what, I just want to apologize to you. because I was having a real bad time. I want to tell you what had happened to me that day. Have you ever had one of those stories?
So I've had it all the way up to the person coming back and saying I had a bad day. I did have on multiple times where I had to be the better person, even when I felt like it was so unfair. Like, you know, I love that little TikTok they had. It's cool when they do it, but there's a problem when I do it. Forgive them, the Christian version of that rap song, because it's true. Because when I do it, because I know better, I get in trouble. But there's been so many times where I wanted to be petty and know, like, people don't realize grace is having giving grace to people is having something that you could destroy somebody with and choosing not to. Like, giving them grace in that moment, giving them forgiveness in that moment. And a lot of times, I ain't gonna lie to you, it's been my own family that's been the worst. And it's just kind of like I had to learn. Like, I know I haven't always been the best. I remember this story. I was in New Orleans, 2010, and I was stranded. And when I say I cussed out the stewardess lady because it just didn't make sense. When I mean, like, it didn't make sense. They gave me a paper ticket, but in their system, they saw I was supposed to be on a flight. So they were telling me I need to buy a new ticket. When I'm just like, you see that I had a ticket. Yes, I lost my physical ticket, and that's my fault. But in your system, you see I have a ticket, and you're telling me I'm stuck, and I have to buy another ticket. And I was going, when I say I swear I took a language class of cussing, because I was cussing her up and down. Ooh-wee. And you know what got me? And God will humble you in the moment.
What? So
after all that cussing and foolishness, can I tell y'all something? I still was stranded. And the lady said something that even burned even worse. If he came at me different, I would have tried to find a way to get him home.
It's all about your response.
And I said, you know what? That really got me. Yeah. And that's what made me start looking at people different. Because I used to tell people all the time, like, grace and forgiveness and those Christian principles, how I would apply it. It's just like teaching. You know, we all have people that didn't have kids. We laugh about it, but that's really forgiveness and grace when we get irritated. If Johnny got 4 apples and you take 2, how many apples you got? 7. Boy, I said, if Johnny had 4 apples and you take away 2. You
got to take that real long, deep breath.
How many apples, not oranges, apples?
Oh, my goodness.
Will you have 3? Oh my God. Okay. See, that's how we are in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice. What's that? That's what a lot of Christians are doing. Like, well, nice. You know, they're putting worldly views and worldly aspects. And us as Christians that's mature in the faith are supposed to be forgiving.
Yeah.
And I have to, you know what? Because God's convicted me. Last week, I called some people trash.
You did, because and you said it again tonight. Shame on you.
Some of them people are trash, but let me clarify myself tonight on public air, because if I could go out wrong in public, I could correct myself in public.
Come on, Pastor Jay.
Enough for that. I was being empathic for all the people that were hurt by aggressors. And it looked like I did not believe that the aggressors deserved forgiveness, which is wrong. In my maturity, there's always a reason why somebody is doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And to give grace and forgiveness in relationships, friendships, like, one thing that I always never understood in friendships, we built this relationship to be, and we go for years just so quickly to just give it away. Like, you put years in friendships and family, you know, all your life, and relational. I'm not a relation coach, so I'm not a romantic relation coach, so I can't even really say that. But if you look at friendships and family, those, a lot of those core group fundamentals is in intimate relationships. But the main thing is consistency. Can you consistently forgive? Can you consistently give grace? One thing that's missing in the body of Christ is consistency. You shouldn't just be forgiving and loving one day and hateful and spewing the next.
No.
That means something in you. Something in you is missing. And that was me last week. So I apologize for anybody that was offended about me calling you trash. I thought trash was not a bad word. But I had some phone calls and some good people coming to check me in my circle. And people sometimes don't forgive. The people that don't forgive, a lot of times that trauma holds you for a reason. And you go through your reasons for why you ain't forgive. And that doesn't make you trash. But one thing I can say, watch your actions on how you treat people because you're hurting. Because you don't know what might trigger other people based off your hurtness and your traumas, because a lot of people might see it and perceive it as bullying. No form of bullying should be in the body of Christ. So I definitely wanted to just put that out there. And going into the next part of this next question is, what role does effective communication play in building stronger relationships based on Christian principles?
It's a major role. It plays a major role because.
So what form? Let's go out there. I'm gonna throw out there. I think prayer. I think you need to pray for each relationship that you have, as a form of communication. For me, effective communication, praying for them, and applying that Christian principle. What about you?
I mean, I agree with the praying because we. You know, saying like you people gonna say, "Well, I, you know, pray for me," and you be like, "Okay, I'm gonna pray for you," and I don't really pray for you. So, like, I think it's not just. I'm trying to think of another form because it's not just prayer.
I'm gonna tell you why I said prayer. I said prayer because this is gonna free somebody. You ready? It's hard to hate somebody you pray for.
I have definitely disliked somebody very strongly that I had to pray for. And it probably took me about 30 minutes or so to even pray because I knew I was going to have to pray for that individual. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, pray for those who despitefully use you, pray for them and love them and bless those who curse you. You know, overcome evil with good. Where vengeance is mine, thus said the Lord. Mm-hmm. I said, this is going to be hard today because, you know, my words may not match what I'm feeling in my mind and in my heart.
That's it.
So when I tell you it was so hard, and I finally just had to say, God, I really don't even want to. I'm looking in my prayer area like, I'm not going over there today. I went over, finally got to my prayer area, and I had to press through, and it was like me hemming and hawing to get that prayer out because I was like, oh, God, you know how you start
rocking
back and forth like Big Mama. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Maybe that was why they was rocking. They was rocking because they couldn't stand the person they was praying for.
Yeah. It's going to be a hard prayer today.
You been trying to find the right words. That I know for me, I was like, okay, God, I'm gonna let you talk. Like, I'm gonna open my mouth for it. And that's because I may not say, well, Lord, touch them. Is there a way you can trip them when they walk down the street? So I gotta make sure I find the right
one. Well, you know, one thing that gets me about prayer, which is powerful in the body of Christ that we need to understand, is that when you pray for somebody, do you know that's like pouring hot coals over someone's head? And they will have to get right with you. That's what me when you give the battle to the Lord. Like, people be like, man, bro, I had to say sorry. I don't even know why. Like, I done had this happen so many times where I said, you know what? That person really bothered me. And I don't know what to say in a very, like what Big Mama said, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. So I just go to prayer in that. And I pray for that person. And then it happens like clockwork. That person comes back. Something is telling me to ask you for forgiveness. And it happens. You know, I remember when Donnie McClurkin said that. That's why I learned how to do that. It wasn't because I went to church in the Bible. I remember I went to, what was it, Love Center? Pastor Walter Hawkins Church. And Donnie McClurkin came and he said that Andre Crouch, like, just Hollywood him. Just passed him by. It was like, whatever. When he had, like, the whole, it was cold blood. Like, he put his hand out to say, you know, hey, how you doing? Andre Crouch just walked past him. And he was like, oh, whoa. So he said, I prayed for Andre Crouch. And he said, what really hit him is that years later, it might not happen tomorrow, but years later, Andre Crouch saw him at, I think, like a Stellar or something, and came out and said, God is telling me I got to shake your hand. And that hit me, because God will tune people up, because do not touch his anointed.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to watch who you put your mouth on. That's another reason why I apologize and ask for forgiveness for anybody that was offended last week, because you got to watch who you put your mouth on, because just because somebody having a bad day don't mean that they're not anointed, and you don't know who his anointing is.
Not even just a bad day, a bad season. They could be going through
a Job moment. Half
for y'all real, could, like a if, real if, dark place.
I could tell you right now, most people watching and listening now and later could not handle a Job moment with a smile on their face.
For real.
A lot of people would leave church. If you lost your family, you lost your house, you lost your money, you lost everything, the last thing you'd be thinking about is church or God.
Man. Oh, God. Was,
yeah.
Oh, for real.
Think about Jennifer Hudson. She's the person I could say that is the most closest to a Job moment. She lost almost half her family.
Yes, she did.
Like in years, like, but the same year she lost almost half her family while blowing up and exploding in her career.
Yep.
So she had to pick and choose what to deal with.
Well, I think that's what that's so good about the topic, building strong relationships. When we talk about Job, it wasn't what he had, but it was his relationship with God. And it was not just any relationship. It was such a strong one that it didn't matter what he had or who he had. He was not going to stop behaving. He was not going to stop moving in the things of God. And that's how we have to move in these relationships. You talk about how can we have good relationships? How do we build Christian principles, have Christian principles in these relationships with people we don't like? We have to move in God. God is love.
So we have to be like Job, because he had a great relationship with God. Watch this. Let's go back to the text. He didn't get out of that season until he forgave his friends.
Come on.
It wasn't because he was faithful. It was to the point where he had to. I feel like in that Job moment, God was showing him, despite how faithful you are, how can you be faithful and still not be able to forgive your friend? In this moment, if it didn't show you nothing else, and this is heavy on me, if it didn't show you nothing else, tomorrow ain't promise.
No.
And if you're going through your season, you can't take out grudgment because of what you're going through. Because people don't deserve the pain that you caused them because you're going through pain. See, identifying pain and causing pain because you're in pain is like saying misery loves company. But if you look at the scripture, when he got blessed with his double portion, which a lot of people love to say, but most people would miss it, is when he forgave his friends
yeah.
for being trifling, for being not ride or dies, for not having his back, for thinking that he did something wrong. Because can I tell y'all something today? People will love, without knowing no information about you, to condemn you.
Man,
they know a situation. They're like, yeah, he did it. Yeah, she did it. Uh-huh. I bet you he trifling. He did it. You're like, you don't even know. And that's what, if you look at Job's friends, that's what they were doing. And he still had to forgive to break out of that season, because there's some people that went through a Job moment and you wonder why your season has not shifted. It's because you missed the major key to be whole in Christianity. You still got to be able to forgive others, even if you feel like you didn't do nothing wrong. What did Jesus say on the cross? Forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
That's good.
So the forgiveness was the major point, because if he would have never forgave them, he would have went into a new season bitter. He would have went into a new season remembering the old season, because his friends wasn't there for him. How many times we see on social media today, if people would have just supported me, if people would have just had my back, they can't even enjoy the new season. God could have just gave them the due process of what they needed as a provision, and they can't see it because they focused on people that was never going to support them in the first place. Building a relationship is to be able to be free and complete as a whole. In that Job moment, it's a perfect thing, because he had a wife that told him he was curse God and die. I'm not even going to paraphrase. That's what she said. She said, curse God and die. She knew exactly what the devil said. Curse God and die. Why does she know exactly what the devil said? I think, and this is just my theory.
I'm sorry.
That the devil whispered in her ear.
Yep.
In her weak moment. Did we just talk about weak moments?
Come on.
In the weak moment, when you angry and you frustrated, why me, Lord?
Yes.
Why am I going through this? Man, he ain't getting it right. Man, my family ain't this. And then the enemy comes slowly and loudly at the same time and whisper in your ear some real stuff to make you insecure in your faith. And then you start speaking words, because the devil has no power. The only thing he can do is influence and suggest to you to use power that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that the devil usually goes after people that have influence? Because if he can get you to spew hatred, he won, because he got a time limit. He got to be in judge. He got to be in the line too, y'all. When every knee shall bow and every tongue should confess. He got to be in line too. He ain't in hell yet. And I want people to stop getting spiritually beat up because y'all thinking that this devil that's chained up and he's gone somewhere. He is to and fro. Let's keep going back to Job. Devil, where have you been? To and fro, looking on who can I bring with me? Because he's on a time limit. Because when judgment day happened, he got to be in line too. Talk about, I got Susie to do this. I got Pastor Jay to do this. I got this person to do this. Because that's all he's able to do, is tell you what to do. And you did it on your own free will. Get you so confused thinking that you ain't supposed to forgive nobody. But you over there holding the bloodstained banner and you causing confusion.
Uh-huh.
So
you preaching real good. I'm about to cash app you right now.
Yeah, my cash up in the negative. I can't cash up right now.
I'm done. I just want everybody to kind of look at that moment. Like, are you going to miss out on your season because you didn't forgive the people in the last season that didn't help you?
That's really, and that's good.
That's real good. We don't understand that. That's a hint. That'll hinder us so much, not letting that stuff go, not forgiving them people. And again, we go back to God forgives us time and time and time again, but we want to hold on to stuff. And God's like, you want me to forgive you for what you just did, but you don't want to forgive them? And you want me to still love you, but you don't want to love them.
Man, let's read the scripture. Colossians 3 and 13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
There it is.
And you know one thing, since we're going to scripture, I like James 1 and 19, where it says, dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And slow to become angry.
Yes.
Why is that? Because can I give y'all the playbook of the enemy? He wants you to be able. Hello, somebody. He wants you to be able to overlook your logic and the teaching of the 20 years of church you've been in and the 10 years of church you've been in and forget all teaching and just go by impulse. Just like, have you ever been to a car dealership? How they got like 20 people out front before you can even go inside to the dealership to get a brochure. And all of them by now is like, you want to run your credit? 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 Hey, we got this 2024 and it's brand new just for you. You want to run your credit? The devil does that with you. And he say, oh, you're going to let him call you a punk? You're going to let him charge you up like that? You're going to let him hurt you? You're going to let him do this to you? He instigates you. He's the biggest instigator. But if you literally look and wait, overthinking and quick actions causes sin.
Yes.
Because we don't put what we know into application.
Into action. Mm-hmm.
And then when we're so quick to give a response, you learn more by being quiet.
Listen, sir.
Because people tell the whole story. And you, if you keep talking and having, you know, I used to do this and I'm just like, well, if it's important, it's going to stay. I asked the Lord, literally in my mind, I said, Lord, I'll be forgetting stuff, but I need to hear what they're saying. So God, let that go of me always having a placeholder of what I'm about to say next so I can hear what they actually talking about. That's because good. Then next, you know, what people think you talking, saying that you talking in a loop because you talking about the last thing and the conversation already shifted, but you talking about the last thing because you keep going in circles. Cause you like, but the point was, but you, she was, and you didn't hear the point when the person said, well, I get what you mean. Because you was holding and so worried about proving your point.
Yes.
How much ego is going to cost you in your life? That was for somebody.
Can I share with this?
Go ahead.
I was having this conversation, right? And I was saying, like, I've been kind of, it's been on this thing about God ain't really, because he's not concerned about what people do to you. Because he's going to take care of that. But he's more concerned about how you respond. And a lot of times you don't have to respond by opening your mouth. The best response is being quiet. Our best response in situations is not saying a word and going into prayer about it and allowing God to deal with it. But like I was big at it and I'm still learning. Like I've always been that person with somebody come to me about a situation. Or they'll tell me that I've done something. And I always hit a but. And they'll try to give me some words. And I'll be like, but. Or I try to defend myself. Try to defend why I did what I did. I try to defend what I said. And God was like, I need you to shut up. Stop trying to defend. Because how can I defend you when you're trying to do it?
Wow.
How can I have your back when you're mm-hmm. trying to do it? You know what I mean? If you're always trying, because when you open up your mouth, your emotions are speaking. Not truth, but your emotions. And so when you're emotionally speaking, you make a mess of it. You tear it up. You draw it out. So if you be quiet, sit back, and watch, I promise you this little season, this what you're going through, gonna end so quickly because your hand's not in it and your mouth is closed. You're watching now. You're you know what I'm saying? So it's like I went, and this is just recently, y'all. Like I went through the moment where I was like, I really had to be quiet and just sit back and watch. I just had to watch. I was just listening. I'm still listening, but I'm like, I've learned that people talk more with their body actions than what they say with their mouth. They mouth be moved. They might be moving, but they talk a whole lot more, and they are, and it's, and when they talking with their body language, it's louder than what they're saying at their mouth. So if you're paying attention to their body language, if you're paying attention to how they move, you will know exactly what they, what, how they feel about you. You will know exactly how they think. You will know exactly where they're going if you being quiet and just watch, because they talking as they moving. They talking. Hmm. Wow. So we have to respond. Our response has to be love. Has to be love.
Yes.
And it has to be, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like I said, you don't always gotta respond. You don't always gotta say nothing. Sometimes it's meant for you to respond and sometimes it's not. And make sure when you do respond, you don't respond out of your emotion. Don't emotionally respond.
Well, you know, one thing too, and I was reading this, it said building strong relationships require intentional effort and a commitment to values and principles found in the Bible. Commitment and mm-hmm. intentional. Those hit me the most. First of all, everything that you should do, that you do, should be intentional. You know, I remember a while back, and I knew it was going to happen. God showed it to me when the person said it. This person came to me and said, "You know what? You my best friend." I said, "You know what? I can't even accept that." And he said, "Why?" I said, "Because we never went through something where you had to forgive me. You didn't see every piece of me and had to actually intentionally call me out on something."
Hmm.
You can't be my best friend and say that you my best friend and not be able to correct me. Hello, somebody.
That's
you can't
good.
Be, say you my best friend and never seen every piece of me. Pastor Jane, always the nice and loving, humble person. I got my ways and emotions too. And can you stand the rain? Hello, somebody. When I'm going through my other seasons of going through something and I'm bothered, when I don't want to talk as much, I'm not as talkative, when I got an attitude and I'm trying to collect myself, my best friends know that ain't his normal character. So I'm not going to hold that against him. He going through something. Instead of saying, he tripping, they saying, "Are you okay?" See, that's a best friend. Hello, somebody. That's a friend. You know, so you find somebody that's so good, the Bible said that they don't even become your friend, they become your brother, because they know your seasons. They know what you're going through. You cussing them out right now. You tripping on them right now. But if you think about it, you know their character. What is character? Break that down. Let's break that down. What is character? Character is, what is their mentality? And what do we say about them when they're not in the room? That's who they are. So if you know that this is a person that's loving and nice and this, and they go 360 and they change, they trip and there's something wrong, then us Christians, bing, 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 Holy Spirit and discernment should be telling you something's not right here.
Right. Yes. Like that's what the great prophet Keith Sweat said.
So... I can't with Simi. So when it comes down to that, and you see that the person is going through something, the first thing that you should do is lend out the olive branch and
say,
"What is wrong?
What's going on?
I don't care about you cussing at me. I heard worse. What is wrong?"
Mm-hmm.
And if not, man, sometimes I'll just sit there. Didn't the friends, and I don't know why I'm preaching all on Job, but we talked about, didn't the friends just sat with Job? They didn't even know what to say. They didn't know what to say to Job. They didn't know what to do. They bust out their robes and they put ash on their head. And it was like, maybe that'll help. And they still was wondering, like, and then they got to the point, like most humans, of, I don't know what else to do, so I'm going to give a negative response.
Let me give some.
Maybe you did something wrong. You don't want to talk to me.
Nothing happened. You're going through all this.
Right.
Yeah, you had to do something. You know, it's just like when you get that late night call from somebody in jail, and instead of asking them, "Are they okay? And how can I help you get out?" They're like, "Then what you did? Who's you with?" Yeah, you asking 21 questions while this person asking you for a lifeline right now. But we have to get to a point where another intentional effort is telling people who you are. See, people fall in love with the idea of you, but they don't understand who you truly are. because everybody might look nice, and we live in this social media world, so you know people for real looking like they wrapped up real nice. But when you sit in a room with them and see who they are for real, they ain't all holy, holy, hallelujah. They not all wrapped up like you think they are. But you have to be intentional with putting your effort if you want to be them, for them to be your friend. Uh-huh. Or if don't get me on marriage couples, because I might not be a coach, but I know if you ain't read 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Hey.
Love scripture.
Come on, that love.
1 Corinthians chapter 7, mm-hmm. where he said, I wouldn't even give this marriage to you, but if you're going to burn up with passion, I'd rather you be married. If you chose that person and you know God, you should stand by them. But if they don't know God, you could let them go. If you really read that, if you read that and see, when you chose that person, God didn't tell you, hey, it was Marcus. Marcus at Riley, at Rayleigh's. That's who you're going to be with. No, you picked Lakeem and them. You picked Monica and them. And they didn't know God. And you knew that at the time. This, I'm talking to the married people. You knew who they were. Be intentional of knowing who people are. Stop putting unrealistic expectations on people. Because if you meet people from where they at, you will never be disappointed. Because you'll know where they at. You know what they can handle. You can know what choices you can make. You can't make this fairy tale in your head.
Even in that, Pastor Jay, the Lord tells you, if you marry and you are a believer and you marry the unbelieving, they covered by you.
Facts.
So, I mean, that's that love in a relationship. That's that grace in a relationship, you know?
And
at the end of the day,
it's all there. All my married people out there that ain't never read 1 Corinthians chapter 7, I put, ever since I really sat down and read it for real, I said, I would never do a marriage counseling without people reading it. If you don't read that scripture, you don't know what you're getting yourself into, because it breaks it down right there. But that's another case. But
also, about your friends, if we all going to be friends, well, we friends and brothers and sisters. But the Bible say, you know, you can't just do stuff with your mouth service. Don't do just stuff with your mouth, but you need to do it indeed.
Do it indeed.
And even the Bible says to have a strong relationship, you want to be a friend must first show himself friendly. That don't mean you just good morning, how you doing? Are you friendly? Even maybe when they're not at their best, just like you said, are you friendly? When you see that, you know, maybe they didn't give you your money back that they borrowed yet. Are you friendly? When they kind of acting up, are you friendly? They thinking about them. You know, this person, consistency. Remember what you said, Pastor Jay? They consistent. Even when I act up, they kind of got like a proven track record.
Right. That's a friend.
That love don't shift. How I treat you don't shift. It all stays the same.
Even at your worst. Watch this. Even if you walk away, I'm still gonna treat you the same.
Come on.
I'm gonna be like, we don't hang out like we used to, because that's their choice. But at the end of the day, I ain't got nothing bad to say about them.
But trust me, they're always gonna come back around that corner.
Oh, they've been in that corner real quick. But the thing that I can say, and this gets me too, is that building healthy relationships based on Christian principle means to take time, patience, and willing to extend grace and mercy.
Right.
And I'm going to add one more thing. Build boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
See, mental health is real. And for some people's mental health, don't bring offense to people, because you don't know how they deal with people. Some people are people. They can handle things. I always, my mama going to get me for this, but my mama can't handle a lot of people. I know that. So I'm not going to ever put her into a situation where there's 150 people in one place and she's sitting there stressing out. You got to know your people and know their friends and know the boundaries that they have. And if you don't hear the boundaries from them, if you should observe them enough to put the boundaries and say, that won't work with my friends I have. That won't work for my family I have. you can make the boundaries if you know their boundaries and they're not, I guess you could say, boisterous enough to say those things. But you see by what you said, body language.
That's right.
That it's bothering them, that it's really getting to them. As a friend, you should take charge and be protective of your friend. You can't say this person is my friend and then just let them do whatever. You can't just say this is my friend. You want a lackey. If you want somebody to just say yes and whatever, that's a lackey. Yeah. That's a minion. That's somebody that is not really for you. That's why we see all these celebrities, you know, Lord have mercy, go through things because they don't have friends. They got employees.
They got a yes master.
Yeah, because they get paid to say yes. But the person right. that don't care about the money but care about the person would tell the person, them drugs is getting you. Hey, your mind ain't right. You okay? Instead of people automatically going back to Job again, making an assumption. Well, you must have did something. Must have did something. That's why you're losing this. You see, I knew it. You know, back in the day, and that's why I love when it says love does not hold no record. Because if you talk about you love somebody, and the first thing you do is go through the Rolodex of 1990, 1955, 1998, and 99 to the 2000s of what they did wrong in the past, so you could validate your point of the now. I almost said the T word. You need some help because that's not love. You need help. That's not love.
You holding the record.
Love holds no record. That's what the Bible meant.
Not what the Bible says.
Because the Bible is telling you that most black people do when they hold records and talk about what you do.
Why I gotta be most black people?
I said people, sister. I didn't say black people.
Pastor Jay said most black people.
I know, but I didn't say that. I said so.
Say the Creole. Most Creole people do.
Wait a minute. I like how you put that segment, Creole tea book, out now, Amazon. Shameless plug. Go get my book, Creole Tea Remedies, Pastor Jaylon Calhoun, by Forward Book Publishing. Shout outs to Forward Books. Anyway, we have to get to a point where we don't hold records because that's not right. How many times are you going to beat somebody over the head? Like, I give you a perfect example. You know what the number one thing I see all the time? It's with parent and child.
Come on.
Well, daddy, you never took me to the park. Well, take your kids to the park. Because, Nick Rowe, you ain't took your kids to the park either. That's one thing that gets me the most. I'm just saying. A lot of people that complain about what their parents did do, don't do it for their own kids.
People don't take, you know why you said Negro? Because black folk don't want to take their kids to the park. It's too hot. These kids need to go play in the backyard where some trees. The kids need to go to the jungle gym inside of the building with the air conditioning.
If you are so traumatized about not going to the park with your daddy,
then you need to take your kids.
You need to take your child to the park so that they can't never say, I ain't never been to the park without my daddy. You hear me? Because there's a lot of people that's 60 years old and they mama and daddy dead and gone and they still complaining about it, but they ain't never did the same things that they're complaining about for their kids.
You have to change.
That's holding record. You're holding a record of somebody.
Break the curse.
There you go.
And it turns into a curse. I'm glad you said that, which I always say a lot of times when we hold on to these things, they turn into curses and chains and we just get full of bondage of it because that's all you talk about. And we have to get to a point where we break out of that because people go through things. Your parent gave you the best that they could. Yep. There's a lot of parents out there that did the best that they could that they did. You take from what they gave you. Thank God you survive, and you give what you can give to your child because every child gonna have something that they didn't like about you. Nobody's a perfect parent and they ain't got no book about this either. So we got to stop holding the record feeling like that's a form of power because that's what people do. They hold a record and be like, well, I ain't got to listen to you because back in the day you was never there for me. No, that's wrong. Because you're making the same standard for yourself. Because if you can do your mama like that, that means your kids could do you like that.
Right.
What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow,
that shall he also reap.
So stop holding records. If you love somebody, you're not going to sit there and hold record because you don't like when people bring up all your old, you know, skeletons in the closet. People don't like that either.
That's not today's show.
Cause yeah, that is not the topic. We're gonna push everybody's skeletons back in the closet tonight.
Get back in there.
Get on back over there.
When you bring up old record, that's skeletons. Yeah, you know, if you really think about it.
I need y'all to stay back up in there. Well, I get to unlatching y'all.
See,
we're not releasing skeletons.
We not with you today. Not her talking to her skeletons. They're gonna come.
Hey, I see you.
They're gonna be like, if you think you lonely now,
I'm gonna tell you to get back up in there. This is gonna be my last time.
And they're gonna say, what does think you lonely now say? And the skeletons came out the closet and chased her all over the room.
Mm-mm. I don't bring up those past because I need my.
Well, you know, the past is the past, and you know what? It's a learning experience, and we're not in that same mindset no more. You know, a lot of people can't accept you for who you are, mature you. You know, a lot of people, especially because if they're not in a mature moment, they're not going to be able to accept mature you. A lot of people want the you that they remember, and that person might be dead and gone. And especially if you accepted Christ and really changed your life for the better so that you could live and not die. So I want everybody to remember, and going back to communication, I want everybody to remember, in communication, we have to involve active listening, empathy. Yes. Oh, let me say that one more time.
Empathy.
What does empathy active stand listening. For all the people that might not have a high school diploma? Let me break that down to you. Empathy means to feel for somebody.
Yes.
And put your feelings aside and feel where they're coming from. Put yourself in someone else's shoes. And seek understanding. Seek understanding is important because the only way you could apply something is to understand.
That's it.
Knowledge plus understanding equals application that turns into wisdom. Can't get wisdom without understanding, without the knowledge, and you got to apply it in your daily life for you to acquire wisdom. So we have to get to a point of knowing these things. So if you have, I hope this started the conversation in your house. And I hope that this really gets you to think about a lot of things. I hope this really gets you to start thinking about a lot of things about building strong relationships. Because when I sit and think about how many relationships. And can I tell y'all something too?
Go ahead, brother.
Just because you leave the church don't mean we ain't friends no more.
Come on, why? Can I? So since you said that, let me turn my mic on.
But can we keep it around the show? Because that might be another show. But go ahead.
Because what is that? When people leave the church, that means we can't be friends no more. We still should be able to go eat Sunday dinner. I should still be able to call you. Like, why don't we just stop being friends because we don't go to the same church? Where that said? Where is that in the scripture? Where is it's that?
And all I could say is it's not. And one thing I could just say is that people have to understand how to understand relationships, like what we're talking about today.
Right.
Just because you don't go to my church, I might leave church tomorrow. A church might call and say, Pastor Jay, we have a senior pastor position, and God confirms it and says, okay, I'm going to accept it. That does not mean I don't like nobody at the old church I'm in.
Right.
I just came from a reunion of a church that I went to at the age of 14, and my pastor been pastoring since for 28 years, my first original pastor, and I went back to honor him. I was able to go back. Yes, we had arguments. But I never was on no bad terms or to the fact that he would kick me out when you see me in the church.
Good. Yeah.
So it just got to be to a point of, you know, stop burning bridges because you don't know. Just because you and your emotions are a lie. It's not logic. It's a lie. They're like the ocean. You happy one day, mad one day, and really you're taking it out on people, stuff that really ain't got nothing to do with them, because it's more stuff that triggered you. Yeah. And you should go get help and
identify your triggers.
Identify them. And if you don't have a therapist, I tell you, I got a therapist. And it's important to be able to talk that out for yourself. So
I got kicked out of the church, but they forgave me. And so I'm able to go back and say.
So Anointed Radio wants you to know. Not her talking about I got kicked out of church. I'm so done.
I don't even want to ask, what did you do?
That's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
I asked the question and I don't mind. The pastor said something and I raised my hand because I didn't agree.
You were saying was,
so he said, get out, go. And so but he forgave me, so
amen.
I just wanted some wisdom and knowledge on what he was teaching because I was confused.
Amen. Love is patient, love is kind. It's not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, does not dishonor others, it's not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always persevere. And for the people that don't know what persevere means being consistent. Let's just break it down like that, to be preserved. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Know what love is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And get your boundaries and let your friends and your family and everybody know who you are today. So that they know how to love you and what you expect when someone says they love you. Because love, L-O-V-E, is a powerful term. Like my pastor said on Bible study, he loves some people with just the L right now. And you might have to get to the L and the O. But
woo, goodness. Oh, bless God.
But I'm going to tell you.
it's the lowercase L for me.
Not lowercase. Be serious. If you say you love somebody, that means that's a commitment, that's intentional, and that you will be there for them.
Yes.
And everybody, just know God loves you.
I'm sorry. Turn
to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor. I love you.
I love you.
Like it or not.
Huh?
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not.
Amen. So that was the show. If you liked it, go ahead. We're going to go ahead and close out because Sammy about to go to sleep. And and I want everybody to know you can share, like, subscribe, tag some people. Follow the Anointed Radio page. Follow us on Roku. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook. We went back to Facebook because Twitter was tripping. We're not on Twitter no more. We got verified and everything, and they start set tripping on us because we were talking about Jesus. So we are no longer on Twitter. We're no longer on LinkedIn because they hacked my account.
Oh, wow.
So many words I could say.
Hey, before you end it, can I get some can I say hey to everybody that joined tonight? Like, shout out to everybody.
Go ahead.
Mr. Church, Willow, Miss Stewart, Mr. Russell, Miss Angela, who always she gonna follow, she gonna comment. God bless you for joining. And to my mentors, my spiritual parents, Lady T. Whitley and Dr. Tony Whitley from the Movement Underground. Now, but oh baby, yeah, they joined. Shout so thank y'all for joining.
Shout out to all of y'all that came on tonight. Thank you for all the comments. We'll definitely read all the comments tonight. We didn't even get through half of this lesson.
But that'd be your fault, Jay. Pastor Jaylen Calhoun.
Yeah, two shows in one. Who you said that? Skeleton, get back in that closet.
For real.
My skeleton said, yeah.
I'm going to just moderate the last one. When the last one coming up? Because if you didn't know,
you're not going to just moderate. You don't know how to just moderate. And it's okay.
So I'm going to moderate next week. Next week, we're going to moderate. And we're going to hear a whole lot from Simeon and Miss Marvette, the artist, a.k.a. MTA, aka ? Whatever her Twitter name is. So
MTA for life. That is my Twitter name.
Okay, cool. All right. Make sure you tune in next week. We're gonna to have our last topic, and after that, we're going back to interviews, y'all. No more teaching. We'll be going back to interviews. We got a whole bunch of people. Great ministry people, great business people, all ready to come on the show. They've been, I've been holding people back. If you want to come on the show, email us at lvanointedradio@gmail.com. If your mama and all them want to get on the show, email me at lvanointedradio@gmail.com. And just know, if you're a filmmaker, I don't understand how this announcement keep going out and no one's taking advantage of it. If you're a filmmaker with movies and plays and stuff like that, I'm giving you free. Because when I start charging, then people are going to be like, oh, why are you charging all that? Well, when I was doing it for free, nobody said nothing.
Okay, well, listen, hold on. Because my play come out in October. So keep it still free by then.
I'll think about it. So if you have...
Your cousins need something. Your cousins always need something for free.
Always.
I need you to pay your skeletons to stay in their closet.
Okay. So make sure you follow us. And on our podcast, make sure you follow us at Anointed Radio on all social media platforms. And if you want to be a blessing, go ahead and bless us at the Cash App, Anointed Radio Network. And make sure you watch us on the Roku and download the Anointed Radio app for 24-hour gospel all day, every day, uninterrupted. With that being said, much love, stay blessed, and remember that you can forgive somebody because it's going to bless you in the long run.
Yes.
Peace out, y'all. Peace.